Paul's second letter to the Corinthians is the most personal of all his epistles, except for his short letter to Philemon. The apostle lays bare his heart as he defends his life and ministry against the fierce attack of critics. It was written in Macedonia, probably in AD 56, less than a year after his first letter. During that time, the relations between the apostle and the undisciplined church of Corinth had become very strained. When the first epistle was written, Timothy, who had been sent to Macedonia, was to go on to Corinth before returning to Ephesus. When he came back, did he bring bad news about the church there? Perhaps so. At all events, Paul decided to make a short, unexpected visit to the church, as the journey from Ephesus to Corinth by sea was not very long. It was a sad and painful moment for both the apostle and the believers. On his return to Ephesus, Paul wrote them a severe letter, which has since been lost. He wrote, "Out of great distress and anguish of heart, and with many tears," he says in his second epistle to the Corinthians. And he sent his faithful co-worker Titus with this letter to Corinth. Paul intended to go to Troas, a port city on the west coast of Asia Minor, to meet Titus on his way back. But before he left Ephesus, there was a riot in the city, when Demetrius, the silversmith, stirred the people up against the apostle. Paul mentions a serious attempt on his life, which must have occurred about that time, either in Ephesus or somewhere else in the province of Asia. Speaking about this event, Paul notes in his second epistle to the Corinthians, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Having been delivered from this great danger by God, Paul then went to Troas to wait for Titus. While he was there, he was able to preach the gospel, but he had no peace of mind because Titus did not arrive. As he was very concerned about the believers in Corinth and anxious to know how they had reacted to his letter of rebuke, Paul decided to embark and cross over into Macedonia, hoping to meet Titus somewhere along the way. The three churches of Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea that Paul had founded on his second missionary journey were in Macedonia, but even a visit to these Christians brought him neither rest nor comfort. "We were troubled at every turn," he writes, "conflicts on the outside, fears within. Disagreements among believers and concern for the welfare of these churches were a heavy burden on his heart. But at last God sent him comfort and encouragement by the coming of Titus, bringing good news." To his great relief, Paul heard that the church in Corinth had received his letter in a spirit of deep repentance. Titus described the believers' ardent concern for Paul, their deep sorrow and prompt obedience. The case of incest had been dealt with by the assembly, and the man had repented of his sin. The church as a whole had confessed their wrongdoing and made amends. Greatly encouraged, and with a heart brimming over with gratitude to God, Paul then wrote what is known as his second letter to the Corinthians. "Even if I caused you sorrow by my letter," he writes, referring to his letter of rebuke, "I do not regret it, because your sorrow led you to repentance. For godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." He exhorts the church to forgive the guilty brother, since he had been punished and had repented of his great sin. Paul, however, was afraid that he might still find cases of the wrongdoing and disorderly behavior that had prompted his previous letters. So he warned the church. "The next time I come," he writes, "nobody will escape punishment. So examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." The apostle loved this church as a father loves his children. He was proud of these Christians in spite of their shortcomings and the anxiety they caused him. In a place as dissolute as Corinth, the miracle of this group of believers was indeed a letter of recommendation on the part of God. "You are a letter from Christ," he writes to them, "the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." Next episode, 2 Corinthians continued, The False Apostles.